Dr. Saber, taking an office note on patient June Alibone, G-U-N-E, Alibone, A-L-L-I-B-O-N-E, date of birth is 11-28-1947, date of service 7-17-2025. Preparing of the patient is 77-year-old white female presenting to my office because of increased serum creatinine. Her past medical history includes the following: coronary artery disease that is post stenting and LAD, next chronic kidney disease stage 3A, now for some time, next history of polio in the past period. Past surgical history includes tonsillectomy, umbilical hernia or umbilical cyst excision, and arm fracture repair and left hip replacement surgery. Paragraph. Allergy, she's allergic to magnesium taurate, T-A-U-R-A-T-E. Paragraph. Social history, patient is widowed, no smoking, she does drink one drink a day, no drug use, and she used to work as a nutritionist. Family history, father with heart disease, MI, and stroke, mother with colon cancer and ovarian cancer history. Paragraph. Review systems, review, no headache, no chest pain, no shortness of breath, no cough, no heartburn, no nausea, no vomiting. She has no diarrhea or constipation or melena. She does have occasional nocturia. She does have snoring. I'm sorry, no snoring reported. She does have complete bladder emptying and no urinary incontinence and no leg swelling. All other systems are reviewed and are negative. Immunization, she did not receive any COVID shots. Period. Paragraph. Current medications include lisinopril, 10 milligram daily. Period. Paragraph. On physical exam, her vital signs as mentioned above, HNT, pupils generally active to light accommodation, injected conjunctiva, no intact sclera, no cervical lymphadenopathy, no carotid bleed bilaterally, no jugular vein distension bilaterally, most oral mucosa, no pharyngeal edema noted. Period. Paragraph. Neck is supple, no stiffness or rigidity. Heart sounds are regular rate and rhythm, normal as well as chew, normal measure, no friction for length, acute auscultation, no crackles or visceral hurt, abdomen soft, no hepatomegaly, no sphenomegaly, no carrying rebound or rigidity, extremities, there's no edema in the lower extremities, skin, not skin rash, not a neuro exam, is not focal. Investigations available to me include the following. Renal ultrasound, right kidney size 9.1 centimeter, cortical thickness is 8 millimeter, with renal echogenesis that is normal. Left kidney size 9.1 centimeter, she has 1.8 centimeter simple cyst on the left side. Period. Renal doppler of the lower extremities is negative for DVT. Period. Sodium 134, potassium 4.2, chloride 95, total CO2 26, BUN 33, creatinine 1.42. Estimated GFR is 38 milliliters per minute per paragraph. Hemoglobin is 11.6. Assessment and plan. One, chronic kidney disease, stage 3A, or 3B, sorry. We are going to do a full renal workup, including imaging studies and, including serologic workup and quantification proteinuria. Her renal ultrasound has been done and is noted, period. Next diagnosis, coronary artery disease, that's post-stenting, follow up with cardiology, period, paragraph. Next, hypertension. Control on current dose of lisinopril. We are going to monitor and check her home blood pressure log. Period. Patient mentioned that she wants to go off lisinopril and recheck her kidney function. She was placed on amlodipine 2.5 milligram daily. We are going to follow on that and go from there. Period. Paragraph. Patient is going to see me back around 2 to 3 weeks. Early from B and the report. Thanks.